On Friday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, we are continuing our countdown of the top Russian fantasy studs in the game, numbers 3 through 1, a mini two-game betting and DFS board with some big-time bets as well. You know we have you covered with a couple of locks, so let's get right into it. Happy Friday, everybody. Let's get this money.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite and hottest podcast. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden. Thank you guys for making us your first listen every single day. Monday to Friday, you know we're dropping that hot new content every single day, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern time. So make sure you are on YouTube, smashing that subscribe button, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, hitting the follow, drop us a review. Steel and I really appreciate it. The playoffs are coming up and there will be plenty of hockey to talk about. Speaking of which, everyone, on today's show, we are continuing our top five countdown of the best Russian fantasy players in the game. I'm excited to hear what Steel has to say. Friday night's mini two-game and DFS big-time betting board leaves a lot to be desired, but we still have a couple of picks, Steel, don't we? And, of course, locks of the night coming up. Stay tuned for that. Steel, my friend, you and I have done a couple of countdowns now. You and I don't always have the same, but I think that makes for a better listen. We're at number 3 today of the best Russian fantasy studs in the game. Who slots in at your number 3 spot, good sir?
At number 3, I've got Artemi Panarin of the New York Rangers. I think he's an absolute stud. This guy went from being an undrafted player to one of the superstars in this league right now. Wow. Probably my favorite player to watch out of all the 5 that we're about to talk about. He's just so good every time he steps on the ice. He hasn't had one bad season since he's come into the NHL. He's always consistent, Flip. His worst season was in his second year with the Chicago Blackhawks, 74 points in 82 games. If that's your worst season, that just kind of, you know, highlights how great Artemi Panarin has been through the 7 or 8 years that he's been in the NHL.
Yeah.
Averaging well over a point per game. He's top 10 in scoring this year with 89 points. Mm. He doesn't crack the top 2 for me because he's only scored 30 goals in three seasons in his NHL career. So he doesn't get a ton of goals. He's not a goal. Trust me when I say this, he is a goal scorer. He's got a lot of highlights out there, but he's more of a playmaker. He's of a guy setting up his line mates and his teammates. The stats for his assists are just, you know, unbelievable to see right now, but he doesn't crack the top 2 for me just because of the goal scoring.
I can tell that you were in the lab today, my friend, doing your research, because I did not know he was undrafted. So shout out to you on that one, because that just makes me think, because my other 2 guys on this list, Steel, were drafted in the 4th and 5th round. So these 3 players have clearly been slept on a little bit. And that makes me think, I don't know who's been watching these guys play, because number 3 on my list is also Artemi Panarin, my friend. You know I like betting on this guy. We've talked a little bit about his chemistry and ability to make his teammates better, which I really think is probably his best asset aside from his insane elite playmaking ability, Steel. We've talked about him being able to find his teammates in the parking lot with no-look passes. 22 goals, 67 assists on the year for 89 points in 70 games. He is 5 points short of setting his career high, which I think he will tie. I think he'll get 6 points over the next couple of games. That's not really a stretch or a bold take. But look, 3rd in the league on the power play point total this year with 35. And he arguably could have had Ovechkin in here, of course, could have had Kucherov in here. But man, Panarin has been good and is a big reason why that New York Rangers team, Steel, is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, the New York we've talked a lot about the New York Rangers on this podcast. It's not just him. Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider having another incredible season. They got a bunch of, you know, assets at the trade deadline that have really helped their team as well. But Panarin is a big, big reason for their team, for where the team is at right now. Also throw Igor Shesterkin in there as well. He's having an incredible year in the crease. But Yeah, he is, Flip. I don't know you've been watching, but he has been. But yeah, like I said, Artemi Panarin doesn't crack the top two for me just because he's only scored 30 goals three times in his career, in his NHL career. The number two guy I have on my list is Kirill Kaprizov. And I know he's only been in the league for 2 years now, but this guy is an absolute superstar. This is the player that the Minnesota Wild have needed for a very, very long time. So I think they did a great job developing his game, not rushing him, not rushing to put him in when he wasn't ready. He's 24 years old right now. He's mature enough. He's big enough. He's strong enough to play with the guys in the NHL. 51 points in his first season with the Minnesota Wild. How about 91 points in his second season? And we've still got 9 or 10 games to go. Yep. He could potentially get up to 100 points in his second season with the Minnesota Wild. Absolutely incredible. But, we've talked about, a lot of the players breaking records so far this season. How about Kirill Kaprizov, what he's doing with Minnesota? He's tied for the most goals in a season with 42. Like I said, 9 games still left in the season. He's got the most even strength goals in a season as well with 30 this year. He now holds the most points in a season as well with 91. And like I said, there's still 9 games to go. So he can still get up to 100 for points, get up to 46, 47 with goals and take the sole lead for that within the franchise as well. And then the even strength goals as well. So this guy's absolutely incredible. He's going to continue to get better over the next couple of seasons, and he's going to be one of the top guys for a very, very long time.
I think that's just it, Steele, is he's been this good after how many games in the NHL? Last year, it was 51 points in 55 games. This is under 135 games, under 140 games, and he's getting better. That's what I have here in my notes. Tease, he's a little higher on my list. How about the highest? I have him at number one, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But realistically, 7th in league scoring in your second year, this is some elite stuff here. And what really turns the page for me with Kaprizov is Minnesota has been looking for this superstar for a number of years, thinking that that's been the missing piece because they've been a good, sneaky, underrated team for a number of years. We know one of the hardest buildings to play in. And now all of a sudden, Minnesota, in the 5th round, found themselves the superstar that they need. I'll get into him in a little bit more. My number two steal, Igor Shesterkin, another guy who was slept on. I believe he's a 4th-round draft pick, so another guy who was passed over a little bit. Maybe it's these KHL concerns that I was looking at this, right? They know that they might have to wait a couple of years so they don't go as high as they should. But, oh my goodness, has this guy been an absolute revelation for the New York Rangers. We talked about Panarin's impact. I know you love yourself some Shesterkin, and let me show the 26-year-old Moscow native some love before I hear your take on this. He leads the NHL with a .934 save percentage, 4 in shutouts with 4, has a dazzling 34-11-4 record, and in second place for goals against at 2.09. My goodness. A .934 save percentage, a nearly first place team, and a 2.09 goals against steal. Give this guy his Vezina because at -800, he's clearly the favorite for good reason. And congrats to him because he is the Vezina winner.
Yeah, this guy's having an absolutely incredible year. And I know Shesterkin's not on my list. He probably should be, but I was looking at this from, just a forward defenseman kind of angle. Fair. There aren't a lot of Russian goalies out there. Well, there's a couple of Russian goalies out there. Shesterkin should be in the top 5. Vasilevsky should be in the conversation as well. He should be in there. But yeah, I was just looking at this from a forward and defensive kind of angle. But Igor Shesterkin is having an incredible year. And the fact that he's above or ahead of Artemi Panarin on your list just highlights how well he's been in house, how well he's played in the NHL.
And honestly, the only guy, he's second in the league with, or first in the league with a .934 save percentage. Next highest in the league, Ilya Sorokin, another Russian. So, honorable mention to guys like Evgeny Malkin, Andrei Vasilevsky, Sorokin, who don't make this list, because I think you and I have mentioned this before, if, let's say, Russia had NHL players going to the Olympics this past year, what used to be the weakness in goal is now almost a strength, because if Shesterkin and Sorokin were that duo, my goodness, would Russia have been hard to handle on the international ice? That's a whole other thing. Shesterkin, tremendous reflexes, quickness, arguably the best glove hand in the game. Lots to love about Shesterkin. And man, Panarin and Shesterkin, watch the Rangers go now. We've talked a lot about that. That's okay. What I want to talk about next, super quick, before we get to our number one spots on the top Russian studs in the NHL, big time bets are coming up around the corner. Stay tuned for that. But first and super quick, Built Bars, baby. You know I love me some Built Bars. Steele's a chocoholic. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. They are low calorie, high protein. You need to be replacing the candy bars with these. They are just better. Nobody needs all that sugar. Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar. That's it. 4 net carbs and 17 grams of protein. There is a lot to love about that, especially when you compare it to that doo-doo candy bar coming with 30 grams of sugar, 240 calories, and we don't got time for that. What we do have time for is the delicious flavors that they're coming with all the time, especially these new ones. Raspberry cheesecake, banana cream pie, hello, churro, salted caramel, you name it, they got it. If they think of a flavor, they will come up with it. It'll be delicious and good for you as well. At Built, they're all about the taste. They make it delicious first and figure out how to make it healthy next. I don't know how, but they do it every time. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCK15, and get 15% off.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast. Nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you will get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they come out each and every day, Monday to Friday. Flip, we got to get down to our number one Russian player for this top five list. And frankly, I'm a little bit shocked that you've left Alexander Ovechkin out of your top three. I wouldn't mind it if he was second or third, but the fact that you've left him out of your top three is super frustrating to me. He is by far, Flip, the best Russian player in the NHL. And I don't care that he's 36 years old and the oldest player on this list. He's just that good. He's cracked the 50 goal mark 8 times in his career. He's 4 goals away from 50 this season. So he can get there with the, you know, the last 9-10 games left in the regular season this year. He's top 3 in fantasy scoring with 928 fantasy points. Only 2 players ahead of him, Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews. And we know how ridiculously skilled and talented those guys are. And the fact that he's doing this at 36 years old just proves again why he is one of the best players and the best Russian player in the NHL. But if that doesn't, you know, settle it enough for you, top 5 in goals this season, top 50 in assists, he's top 2 in shots, and only 2 other players on this list who have over 60 points have more hits than him, and he has 140 on the season. So the fact that he's racking up these hits, he's top 50 in assists, he's top 5 in scoring, he's top 2 in shots, all those, you know, smaller categories, they add up. And if you're going to be top in all of those categories, you're going to be one of the top players in the league. And that's why he's top 3 in fantasy scoring this season and the best Russian player.
Hey, I'm pretty sure Brian Dumoulin might be top 50 in assists too, if we're rigging out the range that crazy, pal. There's lots of top 50 players. So let's not get too cuckoo with the stats.
I know he's top 50, but he's top 5 in pretty much all the
other
ones.
There you go. You stick with the top 5s and I'll respect it, because top 50s are starting to get a little loosey-goosey here. But yeah, look, he could be higher on this list for sure. I always look at this with a longevity angle, and I know he's durable. I know he's still getting it done at this age. But, man, my guy at Kaprizov at number one has so much talent and so much hockey left to be played. Look, it's a great conversation to have. Ovechkin is one of the best ever, and number one, you know, deserve it at your number one for sure. Kaprizov is just turning the page for me right now. I really love this kid's game, and I think there's a lot of credit due to this wild front office for really assembling a very deep team back to front. And Cam Talbot, the whole crew, Jared Spurgeon, all these guys who have been getting it done for the Wild deserve some love. And Kaprizov arrives and really takes his team over the top, in my opinion. He's 7th in league scoring. You know, he just what I found about all these guys, Steele, Kucherov, Ovechkin, Panarin, Kaprizov, they make the guys around them so much better, and that's what really impresses me with Kaprizov. And hey, yes, Ovechkin could for sure be there at my number one, but man, how many GMs feel like a clown for letting this guy slip to the 5th round? Yeah. That's what really stands out for me. He's a true superstar, and he's going to continue to get better. And I think the sky is the limit, because realistically, I know that line that he's been on is great. Ryan Hartman, Zuccarello, and himself. But if for some reason they can get another star up there and maybe bump Hartman down and get another stud to play with Zuccarello and Kaprizov, holy crow, does their fantasy limit go right through the roof.
Yeah, there's not much to argue on from all of the facts you kind of just stated. I'm a huge Minnesota Wild fan, a huge Kirill Kaprizov fan. I love the fact, you said it best. They developed his game so well. They didn't rush him. They got him strong enough physically strong enough to play it in the NHL when you're, you know, up against these talented and strong guys. And the fact that you said it, there's a longevity to his game. He's 24 years old. There's a lot that we still have to see from him, and he's gonna continue to impress us. But to me, the fact that you left Ovechkin out of your top three is just a little hysterical.
Hysterical, but listen, pal, the guys that I have in there are also amazing. So this is here we go.
It is very subjective. So I can't argue much on it. Kaprizov being at number one, he's an absolute sensation, and hopefully can, you know, potentially win the Minnesota Wild the Stanley Cup this year, you know, kind of carry them on their back. But you're right. If they can get another stud on that top line, even though Ryan Hartman has been great, if they can get another talented superstar on that top line with Kaprizov and Zuccarello, who knows how well this Minnesota team is going to be for the next couple of years. Yeah. But, you know, let's dive into the DFS segment. Only two games on the schedule for Friday night. Not a lot to talk about, Flip, especially with these games. We've got the Montreal Canadiens taking on the New York Islanders, and then we've got the Florida Panthers taking on the Winnipeg Jets. So not a lot to talk about for DFS selections. For me, I'm sticking towards that Winnipeg Jets and Panthers for my top tier guys. Obviously, for my, you know, cheaper options, my utility spots, I'm looking towards that Islanders Canadiens game, because they have a lot more guys on the bottom six forwards, but even on the top two lines that aren't going to be super expensive. They've still been putting up a lot of points. The Islanders have been a lot better recently. The Canadians are dealing with a ton of injuries, especially in their goal crease, but Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, you can still pick up guys like that for a little bit cheaper than that Panthers game. But with the Jets and Panthers, I don't think you can go wrong with either of those top two lines for either team.
Look, as my good friend Antoine Tedesco said, there's only so much poop you can scrub off a turd. And these two games, man, do they not look pretty. New York Islanders at Montreal Canadiens, Winnipeg Jets at Florida Panthers. Yeesh, my friends. Yeesh is what I'll say. But if you're having a look, a little poke around for some value, Brock Nelson has been red hot of late, having a great season. I believe he's up to over 30 goals now. You can probably snag him at a decent price. Look, Steele, this is going to be a little mixed bag of DFS action. If you're really going to the well there today, I'd maybe check yourself, because you might have a problem. This might be one of those nights to hold out, but if you're going somewhere, I like Brock Nelson. I like some of the depth guys on the Islanders. That's where I'll be going for my big-time bets as well. And, hey, the Florida Panthers at home, man, there are some good options in that top six, top nine forward group, some good options on the blue line. And if you really need to go to the Winnipeg Jets, you know where you need to go. It's Kyle Connor, because Scheifele's out. I think Wheeler's out. Kyle Connor has been sensational, in my opinion, one of those guys like Panarin, because of all these Matthews, all the Yossis, the Huberdos of the world this year, not getting the love. So, Kyle Connor, Brock Nelson, the whole Florida Panthers top nine. And realistically, there isn't a good spot for a goaltender on this schedule other than maybe Ilya Sorokin, in my opinion, for the Islanders would be a guy I'd look at in the cage, because Montreal is doo-doo again.
I think that would be the guy I'd look at as well for my goalie option. And you're absolutely right. This might be one of the days or one of the nights that, you know, you should take off if you're not feeling the cup, the two games on the schedule. You know, take the night off, especially if you're me and you've been struggling the last couple of weeks. Another excuse to take the night off, but of course, I'm still coming out with my three.
Saying my list was hilarious. Some of these picks you've been coming out lately, there's some hilarity.
Yeah, it is. Hey, man, I got to take that on the chin, because I've been absolutely garbage the last 2 weeks, my big time bets. I did hit it Wednesday night with two for three, but it's been bad. But if you aren't going to take the night off, where you should place your bets and, you know, look for your information, betonline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info, for all the latest sports developments including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes. And Flip and I appreciate all the support and love out there. So thank you so much for tuning in with us and riding every single day with the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Flip, like we said, only two games on the schedule, not a lot to talk about for DFS, but there are still some big-time bets, big-time bet options out there. I'll throw it over to you because I know you said you wanted to start with that Islanders-Canadiens game.
I want to start there because that is where my lock of the night is tonight. There's only two games. There's not a lot that I'm loving here. I'll be straight up honest. There's not a lot of good odds. There's not a lot of good looks. Do you really want to hammer the Panthers at home heavy? That might be the only spot to really go because of how good they've been at home.
Yeah.
Islanders have been a lot better. They're a decent road team. Montreal is garbage again. I'm sorry. I really did try to pick that team up over the couple of weeks that they were playing good and give them that credit. They're playing poo-poo again. Sam Montembeault, as much as I love that name and as much as I think he is better than the stats have shown, and he is sometimes, you know, serviceable, he is not the great goalie that they need right now. My goodness, he's probably the third stringer, maybe even lower on the depth chart. Who knows? Islanders on the money line, on the road. Ilya Sorokin has been great this season. I think if not for him, the Islanders are in a lot rough off shape. He's been great and been great lately. I'm keeping this simple. New York Islanders on the money line for my lock of the night against a Montreal team that has shown me absolutely nothing over the past week and change.
Yeah, I think that's the right pick as well for that first matchup. I went with the Winnipeg Jets versus the Florida Panthers, doing a triple dip here.
Yes.
I've been struggling, but I'm trying to bounce back in a big way, and I'm taking some of the top players in this matchup. Kyle Connor, anytime assist for me, is my first pick. This guy is the goal scorer. This guy is the playmaker. This guy has done everything for the Winnipeg Jets. And like you said, with Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler out of the lineup, a lot of the pressure is on his shoulders right now, especially as they still continue to battle for a wildcard spot. I don't think they'll make it, but if they want a good shot at it, Kyle Connor's going to have to pick up the load. Kyle Connor, anytime assist for my first pick. I'm also going with Alexander Barkov anytime assist because he's just been that good for the Florida Panthers. You know, I could go with a Jonathan Huberdeau, but the odds aren't going to be that great because it seems like he puts up an assist every single night. With Barkov, the odds will be a little bit better. And then for my lock of the night, I'm taking the Panthers on the money line versus the Winnipeg Jets. There's just too much injuries to the Jets lineup. You could even go with the puck line in the situation. The Florida Panthers are on an 8-game win streak right now, so they're absolutely just dominating the entire league right now. I'll play it a little bit more safe because of my other two picks, Panthers on the money line.
You know what, man? They've also won 8 straight at home. They're just such a good team and playing so good heading into the playoffs. You just can't help but feel that this is the team. If they can get some goaltending, which at times, you know, they've played some really, really crooked number of games over the last couple of weeks. Bobrovsky has sometimes looked good and other times looked like Peter Mrazek swimming the backstroke. So my second and third pick obviously come from this game steal. I fed you my lock already. I'm keeping these two simple. I'm going to a player that has hit for me in the past. He's gone cold over the last couple of games, but I think this is a good bounce back spot. Mason Marchment has been a big piece of that third line, a really great third line, playing alongside guys like Anton Lundell and that, I believe, was it Sam Bennett for a little while. I know Bennett's moving up and down the lineup. So either way, beautiful third line in Florida. I like Mason Marchment to bounce back with a point. Anytime point from Mason Marchment, I'll take a goal. I'll take an assist. I really don't care. I'll take both, actually. And I'm also going to the over here. I know this might be a little bit of a tough spot to back the over, but I think this will be another high-scoring game. Both teams have struggled in the net this year, getting any kind of consistency for the most part, especially of late. If you look at a lot of these numbers, the total has gone over in 11 of last 15 meetings between these two. That's really all I need to hear on a two-game night steal. I'm going with Mason Marchment, anytime point, and the over 6.5 total goals for my final two picks of Friday night.
I like the Mason Marchment pick a lot because I think you are really highlighting a guy that doesn't get a lot of love on that Florida Panthers team, but because of how well they're stacked for their top two lines. Yeah. And the fact that he's able to move up and down, you know, to the first, second, or third line and still be productive just shows how talented and deep this lineup is for the Florida Panthers.
He's the kind of guy, Steele, for me, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, that I would love to see in blue and white as a Leafs fan. Somehow, if that could work out, he would just be a beautiful piece to add to this Leafs team. I know
Was there at one point in his career.
And that's why I'm saying, like, when I see that happening, it would just be so much better to have him back, especially after the season he's had. But anyway, that's a whole other show, one where I cry a lot. Let's not go there, Steele. My lock of the night, New York Islanders on the money line, and I believe you are going Panthers on the money line as well for your lock.
Yes, sir. We're both taking the money line from these two different matchups. I'm taking the Panthers. You're taking the Islanders. We're playing a little bit safe because of this two-game weird matchup we've got going Friday night. Mm. Not a lot to love, but the money line is a safe bet for these two teams.
Let's hope.
Being the favorite in this matchup. Yeah, let's hope, Flip. But look, thank you so much for tuning in to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, making it your first listen every day. Make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you will get the latest episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights, all the hot takes Flip and I have coming up going into the postseason very soon. We're going to be coming out with a bunch of content, especially with who we've got winning the series in every single round of the playoffs. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets tomorrow, and we shall see you back here again on Monday.
Peace.